Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina and our listeners.
I know. Can you believe we are in almost at the end of November?
Almost Thanksgiving, yum yum.
Oh, my God. But you know what? I am really excited because we have two of my very favorite people in studio with us this morning.
They are favorites of the entire High Desert,
actually.
Oh, my
God. This is just an amazing family who has an amazing business, and they do it all from the heart. You know, a lot of times we hear professionally and personally, you know, you got to kind of separate things. They don't. Mm-hmm. They render service professionally from the heart, as well as you can find them almost any given day of the week or weekend giving back somewhere in this community. And so I am just really excited to have Carlos and Valerie from Cars Auto Body here with us this morning.
Good morning,
welcome
guys
to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Good to see you both.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for making us blush so early in the day.
Oh, hey, you guys know you're like my family. We're family. And I'm excited because today you're here to talk about something you've been doing for about 9 years, right, give or take, about 9 years. Which is your annual Cars Christmas Toy Drive, right? So give us a little bit of history. I don't know who wants to give the history. Valerie, you want to give us a little bit of history of how this got started and why?
Yeah, so when we moved up to the High Desert, we were very, very happy with the way that we were welcomed. Mm-hmm. And when we started our business, the community had just poured their love into our business, and it was very much appreciative. Then we started doing a little bit more community service and realized there's not a lot of things going on for our youth as far as, you know, getting the toys to where they needed to go for Christmas. So that kind of sparked something in both of us where we felt like, you know, let's start giving back to the community that has given so much to us, and let's try to push forward and plant the seed of giving in the community. So my father, Carlos, and I really just started looking at where the needs were, and Christmas always seems like a magical time of the year for everybody, not a time where you should be stressing about where these kids are going to get toys and what's going to be happening for them in the future. You just really wanted to get, we really wanted to get back to that specific area and needs. So Carlos and I came together and started thinking of ways, and we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. You know, we've seen there's quite a bit of other toy drives that happen up here, but what we wanted to do was be just a little different. So the only thing different with us is that our toys that we raise here, they stay in the High Desert, and we take them personally out to the community, to the lower income housing areas where there is very much need for this. So that's kind of where we decided we were going to push forward.
And I think, you know, give credit where credit is due. It is different in the sense that you guys really are strategic about making sure that you go into communities, because, you know, a lot of times we hear under-resourced, underserved, right? Yeah. But it becomes the same old, you know, three or four either organizations or, you know, areas that receive or the benefactor of whatever it is. But you guys have always been very intentional about the communities that you go into. And I will say the way you go into those communities, because you usually are ushered in by the fire department, the police department.
It's a whole visit from Santa Claus, actually,
Santa
right?
Himself is showing up. You guys do a pop-up, and, you know, you've got tons of volunteers that help you. And then one of the things that's really unique, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the kids all can come down, and they can kind of pick out what they want, and they usually get more than one gift. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you know, usually the kids actually get a handful of toys. They get a handful of toys. We kind of pre-select the toys for the kids, I would say, Valerie, right?
Yeah, so we kind of, like, look at, you know, we kind of know age-wise and kind of what's popular and whatnot. So we try to gather a bundle of toys when the child comes up, when they're talking to one of our volunteers. We try to have that all ready so that the line moves a little quicker, because, you know, sometimes these things take a little longer, but we really embrace that, because that way they have time to sit with Santa and talk to him. Well, we, and then what we do a little differently too is when we gather these toys, we give them to officers, our firefighters, our public servants. We like to give the toys to them to hand to the children.
To hand to the kids.
Because what we're trying to do is fill this gap.
Yes.
This gap of, you know, fear. And, you know, usually when cops show up to these places, it's never for a positive thing.
Right.
So we want to spark a positivity in these kids, knowing that, oh, I remember Officer so-and-so handed me these gifts when I was young. Now I want to be an officer. Mm. Now I want to do something good for my community. So that's kind of where Carlos and I really bonded over that, knowing that this is our job to fill a gap. You
and that's why I say I think you guys have really been very strategic and intentional about what you do, why you do, and how you do. And it is different. It is different because what you're bringing is Christmas comes early. To these communities, and it is a whole experience, right? And I think it's an experience that will stay, especially with the little ones, for a long time. And you also inspire others in our community to come and be a part, give of their time, give of their treasures, whatever those treasures may be, to make this time of year very special. Because I think I've often heard you both say that, you know, just thinking that there is a kid that will wake up Christmas Day and not have something under the tree was just not, that was not a thought that you wanted to have in your head.
A lot of the communities that we do are the lower income communities. Like I said, you know, we go out, they have no idea that we're coming.
Yeah.
So when they hear the sirens and everybody starts looking out the window thinking something bad, instead they see Santa Claus there, kids come out running, barefooted, in diapers, moms with the robes, trying to, you know, it's just, it's an amazing, amazing thing. And yeah, you know, where we're at is where they're really needed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these parents, unfortunately, don't have vehicles, don't have ways to get you to the toy drives, because there's many toy drives up here in the High Desert.
Right.
High Desert is an amazing place. So what our whole thing was about, let's take them where they're really needed.
Go into where, the community.
Yeah, let's go to the community. We go to, the, like you said, the lower incomes, the trailer parks. And the way we get that information is we talk a lot to the social workers, the police department, the fire departments. They kind of sit with Valerie, and this is a big process. They sit there and they map out the whole entire area. We've been blessed where we get to do Hesperia, Victorville, and Adelanto.
Yes.
This year, we're hoping that we get enough blessings out there that we might even be able to hit parts of Apple Valley or what's the other city you wanted to do, Val?
Phelan.
Okay. Where?
Yeah. I mean, it just continues to grow. So let's talk about it. How can community help? What can we do?
What toys are you looking for? What age groups are we looking for to help?
So we tend to lack with the teenagers.
Okay.
And I know it's like, oh, Christmas is kids. No, these are still children that are very much that want to be out playing basketball or throwing the football around. So we tend to gather a lot of those type of balls so that we can give up to the teenagers, skateboards. But they are usually the ones that we lack in gifts because there's not a lot of donations for that. Whatever funds that we raise, Carlos and I go out shopping for that specific age group just to make sure that we have what we can for the little guys. So it's always a blessing to get those. When you guys do come in with toys, we offer a free headlight restoration.
Okay.
So you get a gift for giving. Everybody wins. It's just a beautiful thing. We just kind of keep the blessings rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you come into the shop and you donate a toy, we go ahead and take care of those headlights for you as well. So
So that's something I want to ask you about, Val, and I want to round back to talking about the teens. So when will you start accepting toys? When can people start dropping them off? And they'll drop them off at the shop, right, which is there in Hesperia.
Well, actually, we've already been collecting toys. We actually call it Christmas in July.
Okay.
And that's when we start doing our free headlight restoration for a toy.
Okay.
So people, like Valerie was saying, they come in, you know, their headlights, it's something where they turn all yellow and cloudy, makes it difficult to see, bring us a toy, and we'll make them look brand new.
Brand new. Okay.
So, and it's a big safety item.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's mutual benefit. And so that started. So the toy drive is actually going on now. Mm-hmm. And so the shop is open Monday through Friday.
From 8 to 5.
From 8 to 5, so people can drop by anytime and drop off toys, right? Correct. And then I wanted to round back because you were talking about the teenage gifts, right? And so, you know, sometimes we're thinking about teenagers and we think more like 15, 16. But when we talk about teenagers, we're talking about like from 12, 13 years old on up, right?
Correct.
And so what are some gift ideas that maybe people who don't have teens?
Gift cards are always great, right?
Gift cards, what can they do?
Gift cards are great. Most of these kids, what we like to give them is basketballs, footballs, soccer balls, skateboards. Skateboards
things
is always
that get them
a
outside.
Big, yes. This get them out of the house, off away from that Nintendo or PlayStation.
Right.
This get them out there, do some playing, do some running around, burn off some of that energy.
Right.
So sporting equipment is always a big need. And then for the young ladies, we've always found like the headphones, little music boxes, the
socks,
the speakers.
Oh my God. So bath stuff, right? That's always good.
Girly stuff.
Yeah, we all like that. We all do.
It's a long time ago, but I remember being a teenager and liking that kind of stuff.
And Carlos and Val, if we're able to, the High Desert can give financially. So donations as well, is that accepted?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And also our big event that we're going to have this year, it's going to be December 5th. Every year we do what we call our Toy Collection Day.
Okay.
It's a day where we challenge business owners, we challenge the community to come by the shop December 5th. All day we'll be there. We'll have food. Santa will be there. And you never know what surprises we might have for the people.
It's like a big party,
It's
like a big party, and you guys have done that every year.
Uh-huh.
So you feed people. You know, the best parties have great food, great music, right?
Yeah.
And fun things to do.
And
right?
again, too.
And you provide all of that on December 5th. And folks can just come in and drop off something, stay, have something to eat, maybe dance a little bit. I know my husband's gone over there and sang a little bit.
We have too, yeah.
I hope you guys destroyed those videos. Anyway.
And what's really cool, too, for our businesses who are listening, gather like a toy drive right at your business and then collect all the toys and then deliver them to Cars Auto Body. That would be great, too.
That's
we still
right.
have, you know, a couple more weeks to go.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of that is the fun stuff. Right? But in order to put this together, you've got to have some volunteers because you're going to need some hands to sort everything and make it, you know, because you're categorizing it according to ages, right? And then getting out there and having enough people to be able to hand out things to these kiddos. So how, if somebody is interested in volunteering, how can they do that? What do they need to do?
They could just come by the shop, talk to us. We'll give them the information. One information that we do not release, it's top secret, is where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, all we right. don't tell anybody where we're going the day of the event when we go out. And I think we set a date already, Valerie, for what day we're going out.
I think we're still bouncing between the 22nd and the 23rd.
Okay, okay. Just before Christmas.
Usually
okay.
we
Christmas.
Do it the last day of, usually it's Hesperia.
Okay.
They have the last day. So we want to make sure the kids are home, out of school, which brings us right into the 23rd, the 24th.
Yeah, right before like Christmas break.
The kids are out of school.
Right.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
So that they're there to actually see this event happening. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So great. So again, the event date is December 5th.
December 5th.
And that's for
Toy Collection.
The big collection day. Right,
and it's happening at your shop.
Yes,
Cars
at
Auto
Cars Body,
Body
Shop, right on Tamarisk, right off on Main.
Okay,
you know where it is. But, yes, we do.
If people can't make it on December 5th for one reason or another, you are accepting toys Monday through Friday between 8 to 5.
Yes.
You're accepting those right now.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. We're doing the headlight restoration, or you just come by, bring it. Another thing that we really are in need, and it will break your heart. We've actually had kids. Say, instead of a toy, can I get an extra pair of socks? Because every year we make sure we have socks, underwears, underclothing.
Yes, okay.
And we've actually had kids tell us, I don't want toys. I need some more socks.
Socks.
Gloves.
Okay.
Gloves, yeah, winter items. Okay, scarves, yeah, okay.
Yep. And so socks, gloves, underwear, and for all age groups, right?
All
so from,
age groups.
From babies to our teenagers.
Right.
If somebody can help provide those things, that would be wonderful. You know, I feel like the grandma in my family because, you know, I'm always like pajamas, slippers, you know, socks, you know, those practical things. But the truth of the matter is, they always put them on. They're always wearing them.
Amen.
You don't get them.
You don't. You don't think about it, you know, but that's a really good idea.
And I also put some fun stuff in there, but I'm just saying. So also I want to give you an opportunity to talk about, because I know, Carlos, when we first start talking about this, you guys are very always, you have always been very quick to say you don't do this by yourself. You do this because of those who support in community. And so I know that you have some partners. I know that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, for example, San Bernardino County Fire, and others. So is there anyone or any organizations or businesses that you want to shout out that have been really helpful to you in this endeavor?
I think there is so many out there. You mean, well, of course, definitely the fire department, the police department. I'll throw it out there. Deputy Jones, amazing guy, helps us put all this together. And, you know, this ain't a Cars Body Shop event. This is a community event. Mm-hmm. We get everybody from Kelly Auto Glass, the fence towing company, Fence Guys. Francisco over there, Fence Guys.
Air Express Towing.
Oh, my God, what they do every year is amazing.
For the past 2 years or 3 years?
2 years.
They bring a tow truck full of bikes. It's the most beautiful thing, and you can't help but cry when you see that. And, and they get a rep that comes out, so we ask them, hey, you want to pick the children that you give bikes to? And so they help us out with that. I know LKQ Keystones helped us out with letting us
take their trucks.
Because, you know, we have to pay for the transportation, but since they've donated, that helps out tremendously. God's Hand Extended, they always
volunteer. Susan Conway?
Susan Padilla Conway is just wonderful.
Oh,
she helps
us
out a lot.
Yeah.
Katie from KJ's, cannot forget them. They're amazing. Okay. Ashley, them and C-Max, Vida Paz.
Yes.
We 2 weeks ago, or I'm sorry, last month, we went over to Five Below, raided the store. Big shout out to Five Below, the manager, the regional manager there, Gilbert.
Yes.
Let us go in there, and we went on a $4,500 shopping spree.
Wow, super. Oh, my God.
C-Max, you know, they've always stepped up. Vida, congratulations on the baby, Vida. Girl.
Yes. We got a new baby.
Yep.
Yes. Well, this is wonderful.
Awesome.
And it, to me, always speaks to what I say. We're much stronger in what we can do together as community and making a difference. And you know, there's no better difference to make than to know that, especially at Christmas time, that no little one or teenager, for that matter, is going to wake up that morning and not have something special under the tree, something where they know somebody thought about them and is sending them love, right? And so that's wonderful, and it takes all of us to be able to do that.
It definitely takes the whole community. It takes the whole entire High Desert. And you know, like I said, this is not a Cars Body Shop. This is definitely love for the whole entire community, all the business owners, all the individual people that come in. And we have people that are not even customers of ours. They'll come in with a trunkload full of toys. It's just so amazing.
Yes.
And, of course, I definitely cannot leave out Santa.
Yes,
Santa. Of course, Santa.
A.K.A. High Desert Trophy Shop.
Yes. Every year he's just been phenomenal. He's patient and loving with the kids, and he hangs out with us the entire day. He's just...
I know. And he's been looking forward to doing this.
He gets paid
year.
In smiles, actually.
Yeah, I love Santa.
You know, you gotta remember, usually we start off at 6 a.m. in the morning. We get up at the shop. We usually, last year, I don't know the amount of toys we had, but I would say it was over 3 of the big giant U-Hauls.
Wow.
And then we had the fire trucks. We had the police cars. Right. We had the radio stations. Thanks to all you guys.
So we want to encourage community. No matter how small or how large
every
you can
little
go,
bit helps. Exactly.
Every little bit helps. Come out. Come out on December 5th if you can. Join us for some food and some music and, just some feel good. Sometimes it just feels good to be a part of community,
and
right?
It's all to help these kids.
Like
everybody was saying, you know, even a pair of socks, that can certainly help out. So nothing
Absolutely.
Is too small.
Yes. Forward to next year, which will be our 10th year. Yes. Of this program. You know what, Carlos and Valerie, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a blessed and prosperous New Year to you and yours.
Thank Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Roxanne, Regina, you know, you guys are definitely High Desert heroes. We appreciate everything you guys do. Having us here to let people know what's going on, what we're doing. I just want to say I love you, girls. Thank you very much. And to your listeners out there, thank you very much. And hopefully we get to see you December 5th.
Yes. And Val Carlos, your phone number for more information and, again, the address of Cars Auto Body.
All right. So Cars is located at 9625 Tamarisk Avenue in the beautiful city of Hesperia. Our phone number is 760-948-5151.
All right. Go out there and support Cars Auto Body and the entire High Desert with toys. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina, and happy Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
It's such a very special time of year. And you know what, for Roxanne, for many of us, it's like truly our favorite season, right?
For many of us, yeah.
Yeah, and in just about a week, we're all going to gather with family and friends to enjoy, you know, those home-cooked meals. Some of us will be watching a few classic football games.
That is true.
We'll be watching those.
Or maybe started to decorate. I know in years past, we've always put up our tree
right
Thanksgiving weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we start with the holiday movies, right? And then some people will start, to your point,
exactly,
preparing to, you know, put things under their Christmas tree and all of that. But, you know, Roxanne, we were thinking before we started all of that, that it would be good for us to just kind of take a pause at this time of year to center our hearts and our minds on the reason for this season, right? And particularly the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just really, really excited to have this gentleman here to help us do that. We've invited a very special guest. We have with us today Pastor Dane Davis of the Impact Christian Church. He's joining us today, and he's going to help us to reflect on the spirit of gratitude and the power of thanksgiving. We just want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Pastor Dane. We are so glad to have you here with us today.
Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And happy Thanksgiving to you too, Regina and Roxanne. I'm just delighted to be here with you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yes, and you know, Pastor, this year, I don't know, but it just seems like maybe more so than some of the previous years, it can sometimes feels like there's more for us to be worried about than thankful for.
Certainly true.
Mm-hmm. And so with so many challenges and uncertainties around us, we're reaching out to ask if you can kind of help us to put things in perspective and remind us how to cultivate a heart of gratitude, even in these difficult times.
Yeah, that's a great question, Regina. And so many of us, recent statistics have shown us in our nation that depression is at an all-time level, mm-hmm, among many people, especially young adults. It's just devastating,
yes,
to find out how many teenagers, how many young adults, those in college, those that are entering their careers, are just struggling at a very deep level with depression, discouragement, anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this time of year, I think it's a beautiful time to remember the importance of having a perspective that is positive, a perspective of being thankful for what we do have. We all know with that glass that has is half filled with water, we can consider that glass to be half full or half empty.
Right.
And far too many people have chosen to focus on the half empty glass,
yes,
as opposed to focusing on what God has given us, what he has,
right,
blessed us with. One of my favorite scriptures about Thanksgiving is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
Yes.
Now, I read a book years ago. I don't know if you've heard of it before, Roxanne and Regina. It's called Prison to Praise, written by a Vietnam War chaplain named Merlin Carruthers. And long story short, he became a chaplain, served as troops were being sent over to Vietnam to fight in the conflict. And he became convinced that this scripture in 1 Thessalonians was not simply a call to give thanks in all circumstances, but actually to give thanks for all circumstances. There's this crazy story in the book where he shares that he's in his office one day, and a young man and his wife come into his office, and he says, "Chaplain, you've got to do something because I've been given orders to go to Vietnam. My wife has no family here in town. She has no family to speak of, and she's begun to talk about committing suicide if I'm actually sent to Vietnam." And so Merlin was listening to this, and the chaplain says, "Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to begin praying and thanking God that your wife is so discouraged and anxious that she wants to commit suicide." And he said, "What on earth?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
"I'm not going to do that."
That's the last thing you want to do, right?
Okay. He storms out of the office. He talks to his wife about what the chaplain had said. He said, "That's insane." But they decide to give the chaplain a second chance. They came back, and he says, "I'm sorry, this is what the Lord's impressed on my heart. He said to give thanks in all circumstances and even for all circumstances." And so he, in desperation, the guy said, "Okay." And he actually began thanking God that his wife was so discouraged that she might end her life. Meanwhile, as she goes into the waiting room, she meets a man that she comes to find out was her biological brother that she had never known.
Whoa.
And it was through the circumstance of coming to the place of actually being able to thank God for something that made no sense to thank him for, that she was connected with a blood brother that was able to be with her if her husband was in fact sent to Vietnam. And
always
so sometimes, sometimes when we have that perspective shift and we begin to say, "You know what? This doesn't make any sense. I don't like this. I hate this. I don't like how this feels. But I'm going to trust God anyway."
Yes.
That somehow he is a God that works all things together for good. Sometimes when we have that perspective change and we put it in his hands, he will orchestrate the circumstances through our obedience, through our faithfulness,
yes,
through our thankfulness to be able to meet the need in a much better way than we could ever meet it ourselves.
My goodness. You know what, Pastor Dane, that's such a powerful reminder of gratitude and how that can really shift, you know, our outlook and also restore our peace, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Something, yeah. Did he ever, in the book, find out more information about this gentleman who went overseas and his wife or anything like that? Or is it just that story?
So
it sounds very interesting. I'd like to know.
Yeah, it's one of those small little books.
Oh, okay.
I think it's only 110 pages or so, and
oh, okay.
It's one of those that one of the guys that used to go to our church has since passed away. He would buy these by the dozen and just hand them out to anyone that would receive a free book. And it's just called Prison to Praise, Merlin Carruthers, and it was very popular in the 70s and 80s. I didn't get a hold of a copy of it until probably 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. It just sounds fat. I hope it's a happy ending in that story.
It is. And that's just one of several stories he shares. When we choose to trust God, God can do some amazing things. Regina, I think a big step for many people is coming to the place where when good things happen, they can be consistently thankful. Okay. That's a good first step. When good things happen, be thankful. Now, a much more difficult...
No matter how small, correct?
No matter how small.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm thankful for the little things.
Yes.
My wife made homemade apple pie on Sunday night, and I've been singing her praises for 48 hours. Man, that's great.
Yes.
And so what a blessing that is to be able to rejoice in the little things.
Yes.
A big second step is getting to a place where we can actually be thankful for the lousy things in our lives.
Yes.
If we really believe those verses, that God is truly somehow working all things together for good, it doesn't matter if it feels good. It doesn't matter if it looks good. It doesn't matter if it's easy. If we know in our hearts and in our minds that God's working it all together for good, then we
yes.
can even receive the good, the bad, and the ugly
yes.
and be thankful in all of it because, once again, it's not wasteful.
That's right.
It's not an accident. Yes, that's available on Amazon. They can find a couple of my other books there as well. Once again, if someone doesn't have a church home, love to invite them to join us at Impact Christian Church. We meet Sundays at 8:45 a.m.
Wonderful. Thank you. Pastor Dane, thank you so much for joining us and helping us prepare our hearts for this season of gratitude. We wish you, your family, and the Impact Christian Church family a very blessed and joyful Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Roxanne.
Thank you very much.